Going to be a great night. The Lady Arabians are going to be hitting every ball they can.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
But overall, some great weather for some great softball.
This is the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, underwritten by Financial Enhancement Group on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to Legends Field at Pendleton Heights High School for round two of the 4A Sectional 9 IHSAA State Tournament. I'm your host, Zion Palmieri. Joined alongside me, my co-host, Ian Stevens. 74 degrees here. It's getting a little cloudy from Legends Field. But, Ian, how you doing ahead of sectionals?
A beautiful day, as you mentioned. 74 degrees here at first pitch. Earlier in the afternoon, raining. A lot of hard work on this field. But we're playing softball here on this Wednesday night.
Yes, we are. Pendleton Heights steps in with a win in round one over Greenfield Central last night. That put them over 500 to a 14-13 record. Muncie Central's first game of this sectional tournament. They enter 3-14, 1-4 in the North Central Conference, winning a few games this year. They're a very scrappy team. They put together a few wins, and you know it doesn't sound like it on paper, but this is one of their best seasons in a while. So they're looking to go against the odds here and do the unthinkable.
Yeah, as you mentioned, looking on paper, not a very solid team overall, but very young if you look at it. Only one senior on this Muncie Central lineup, followed in by freshmen and sophomores. So a lot of potential for this team, but this Arabian team's an aggressive offense, got a good pitching staff. It's going to be a challenging game for this Muncie Central offense.
Yeah, we'll talk about Pendleton Heights. They started the year rough. They played a lot of tough teams. Number 1 Lake Central, number 6 Center Grove, number 14 Westfield. And they've been plagued by errors through the first 16 games. They averaged 3.5. And opponents scored 3-plus runs, you know, in 12 of their first 16. And they've really flipped the script. Now they're playing very good softball. And last night's game against Greenfield, they only had one error, and it came on the very last out. They played a very clean, efficient game. And Coach Davis came up here and told us that's Arabian softball. So they got to do that again. It's getting out of here, playing the perfect game, tuning up all the tiny little things ahead of the championship moments.
And as you mentioned, this Pendleton Heights team started 6-10 on the season, have since gone winning 8 of the last 11 games. You're coming in sectional time, semifinal. You win this, you advance to the championship against Mount Vernon coming up. So that's a huge game, but playing good softball at the right time of the year.
Yeah, and you mentioned the freshmen earlier for this Muncie Central team. Very young. They've only got one senior, and the stat that stuck out to me about that, when Coach Davis started coaching in high school, obviously his 16th season, their coach was a sophomore in high school. A lot more experience to the Arabian side and the coaching side, as well as the playing side. And they've been tested a lot this year. They have one of the hardest schedules. They play, as I mentioned before, number 1 Lake Central, number 6 Center Grove, number 9 Brownsburg, number 12 Avon. They also play number 1-3 in Yorktown, who's in conference. Just a lot more battle-tested and ready for moments like this. And a Muncie Central squad that in the last 10 years, they've gotten 16 total wins. They're not going to show up to this moment on paper. So now they have the chance to shock everybody and do the unthinkable.
And as you're saying there, like, Coach Davis has done a phenomenal job with the softball program, making sure they see phenomenal competition throughout the season so they're ready for this postseason. But this Bearcats team, you're coming in 3-14. You have absolutely nothing to lose. If you lose, you go home. So for this team, you got to come out aggressive at the plate, ready to protect, and you have to be willing to swing the bat. This team hasn't had the greatest success at the plate, batting under 300 on the season. But like you were saying, it's a game where all the odds are against you. You have an opportunity to shock the world.
10 less games in favor, well, more games for Pendleton Heights, less for Muncie Central. So really all the odds are stacked against them. Let's look at the pitching, compare this head-to-head. For the Lady Bearcats, pitching for them is going to be Brooke Alexander, the junior. 18.96 ERA, allowed 71 runs to 10 strikeouts on the year. That is a third for the Bearcats this season. On the other side for Pendleton Heights, it looks like it's going to be Josie Statzer, the sophomore, a 5.62 ERA. Through all stats, Pendleton Heights has the advantage in the pitching side. So yet another factor. It's Pendleton Heights has the advantage. So Muncie Central, I'm pretty backwards today, has to come out, throw everything at the wall, and see what sticks.
And you just got to have good command of the strike zone. You got to go in there with confidence. You're just playing another game of softball. When you come to sectional play, the nerves, everything else can add up and try to get in your head. but it's just a game of softball.
And we're going to take a short break for the national anthem. When we return, we're going to be live with round two of the 4A Sectional 9 IHSAA State Tournament, Pendleton Heights and Muncie Central, coming your way soon. Alongside Ian Stevens, I'm Zion Palmieri, and you're listening to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Listen to WEEM Weekly every other Wednesday to stay involved and connected with updates on the campus and community, featuring interviews with important school and community figures hosted by the WEEM podcast staff. Podcast available wherever podcasts are found, or watch on the podcast on YouTube at WEEM Media. Say goodbye to boredom with Arabian Rundown, our bi-weekly podcast posted every other Wednesday with wild conversations, fun topics, and awesome conversations with the WEEM podcast staff. This is not your typical podcast. Arabian Rundown is available on all major podcast platforms, or you can find the podcast on YouTube at WEEM Media.
One's going to score. Grace Fisher rounding third. Miller will take second with these.
Thank you for listening to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, underwritten by Financial Enhancement Group.
Misses the catch. Davis will score.
Now stay tuned for play-by-play action of your Pendleton Heights Arabians. This is Pendleton Heights Softball on the Arabian Sports Network.
Next pitch finds the seam. Pass the right fielder.
91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Pendleton Heights and Muncie Central, one game away from being in a championship environment. Only one team tonight can clinch a hardware game against the Mount Vernon Marauders just down the road. We saw them play Anderson in round two and get a big run rule victory. Both of these teams saw them play, and that's their next opponent.
And as you're talking, Mount Vernon came out 13-0, got the run rule win against Anderson. If you're Pendleton Heights looking ahead, that's a team you saw just a few weeks back, beginning of May, where you lost 12-2. And in a game that's been a rivalry back and forth for several years, if you can get through this game right here, you get a chance at redemption in the biggest game of the season.
Josie Statzer on the mound, 5.62 ERA. The last time we saw her was 12 days ago, where she pitched two innings, allowed one hit, three runs, in just 19 pitches. Coach Davis pulled her back in fast as they were starting to slip against the Lady Trojans. But 0-1 will start Abriella Morton.
Takes that first pitch, not too aggressive, wanted to see the first one.
And the second is aggressive, swing and a miss, 0-2.
Morton batting .438 on the season, 7-for-16 coming into the game.
Significantly less at-bats for this Muncie Central squad, and you know it shows in that 10 games. And the first strikeout of the night is going to be awarded to Josie Statzer.
And does it with just three pitches there. Didn't have to work for that one hardly at all. Second
baseman, Raylan McQuarrie. Here's Raylan McQuarrie coming to the plate swiftly, second in the order. Batting .251, .364 on base percentage in the upper half of this team, and we've got contact. The third base, Miller scoops it. The throw to first, Hufford hauls it in.
And right there from McQuarrie, just being aggressive, that's something that we said this Muncie Central offense is going to have to be aggressive at the plate. Unfortunately, a ground out, but trying to get something figured out.
Aubrey Fox, the typical first baseman, not able to play today. We've seen Josie Statzer as the fill-in girl, and of course she's on the mound. So we've got third in line. Macy Hufford on first, the freshman, so far through two outs, is holding up fine.
And so far, great command of the strike zone here in the first couple of pitches.
Jordan Batt, we've got a name made for softball. 1-0 count, two outs, top of the first, still scoreless. Big hack, nothing comes, split count, one all.
Stats are good, doing a great job working the outside half of the plate, kind of making the batters having to work up tight.
This year, Josie Statzer's 4-5 on win-loss. Here's her 1-1, very high and above. That'll give the lead in the at-bat to Batt.
Not much wind here this evening, so any ball hit the outfield's not going to have any extra support or disadvantage with the wind speeds.
Jordan Batt looking for her 10th hit of the year. The junior will take a hack at the 2-1. Not make contact as she was chasing a bit far out. 2-2.
That one lunging on the front foot with the swing. Going to have to sit back and watch the ball in, but with two strikes, have to protect.
Pendleton Knights can clinch a sectional championship berth. That would be their first title in 3 years, as this one will go right back to Statzer, who cannot get there quickly enough. Runner will end up on first.
A nice hard hit ground ball right back at the pitcher, deflected off of her glove, and ball kind of died just past the circle, and defender not able to get the ball in time.
Two outs. Ava Platt comes up. Righty box, runner on first. Bat and Platt going back to back. Platt will make contact right back into the backstop, 0-1.
Platt struggled in the batter's box this season. 8 strikeouts, only 2 walks, and has 1 double on the season.
Can't help but notice Platt and Bat both have their sleeves of their shoulders rolled up. You know, every team likes to do something fun for sectionals. The count now 1-1. We saw Greenfield come in yesterday with a lot of crazy hats. Looks like the thing for Muncie Central might be the rolled up sleeves, gun showing. 1-1, fouled back. Advantage to Statzer.
And that's the fun thing when it comes to sectional sports is, like you mentioned, every team has something unique, whether it's dyeing your hair, cutting your hair, rolling up the sleeves. Every team has a unique way of doing it.
1-2, two outs, runner on first. Statzer loses control, and they'll throw it back to first. The tag, not in time. Bat's able to get back to the first base bag, but not without some sweat.
As you mentioned, just Bat barely able to get that left hand under the tag. A good throw down by the young catcher.
2 stolen bases for Bat on the year. The 2-2, put in play. Short to shortstop. Quick throw to first. Hufford squeezes, and there's our top of the first, empty. 3 outs come quickly for Pendleton Heights, and they will visit to the plate soon. You're listening to round 2 of the 4A Sectional 9 IHSAA State Tournament on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com. Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back to Legends Field. Bottom of the first coming up soon. In the field is Brooke Alexander and the Lady Bearcats. Pendleton Heights will start off with the freshman Macy Hufford, Avery Miller, and then Cassie Hayes.
Brooke Alexander, just a junior coming in, allowed 57 hits on the season. With only 10 strikeouts to her name and a game semifinals of the sectional, really hoping to be able to locate that zone.
The seniors for Pendleton Heights won a sectional championship their freshman year, so very few of them on the team actually have that experience, because as a freshman, you're not going to have too many. Grace Fisher and Avery Miller, I believe, are the only two. So now it's been 3 years since you've reached a sectional title game. You want to use everything you can with that experience to, you know, refresh it back with obviously a berth tonight.
And as you mentioned there, Grace Fisher and Avery Miller, both part of that team their freshman year that went on to win the sectional title. And Coach Davis, 308 career wins here with Pendleton Heights, one of the most winningest coaches to ever coach here for the Pendleton Heights program. He knows how to play throughout sectional time, done it with several different teams, and if anybody could lead this team the right direction, it's going to be Coach Davis and this Arabian offense.
Yeah, he has 7 sectional titles to his name, 4 regional titles, and 3 Hoosier Heritage Conference titles. If we look on the other side, head coach for the Bearcats, Whitney Reed, is in her 3rd season, 4-46 record. So a very young coach with not a ton of experience, but definitely trying to get the ball rolling, the best season she's had this year at Muncie Central.
As you mentioned, just Muncie Central consecutively in the past just have not had very good turnouts each year when it comes to the record. And You got it to the semifinal this year, a chance to try to make a championship appearance.
They have been in sectional 9 with Pendleton Knights for 10 years straight now, and I do not believe they have a single win in the tournament. As a pitch is going to doink the freshman Macy Hufford, she will take a walk to first base.
And these pitches coming in by Alexander don't have a lot of speed behind them. That one short in the dirt. Bounced shy of the batter's box before clipping her on the ankle there.
And these slow ones, you got to be careful, because coming up here is Avery Miller, who's got a home run on the year, as well as 7 doubles. The speedster has shown us what she can do, and a pass ball here is going to send Hufford to second.
And now that puts a runner on second. Avery Miller, 7 RBIs on the season with a runner in scoring position. This now puts Muncie Central in a rough spot here, no outs.
If you want to win hardware, you got to be good in all phases, and I think, you know, it starts with the pitcher, as well as the catcher is the next to get the handoff there. And if you're not clean behind the dish, you're going to have an ugly night. The count is now 1-1 for Avery Miller with a runner on second.
And this Muncie Central defense respecting the speed of Miller. You got the corners playing in above the bags. And chance of a bunt here.
Still scoreless. Bottom of the first, Avery Miller lays off the third pitch of the at-bat. 2-1, she's got the advantage.
Fearless Arabian offense getting this pitch speed down, the way these balls are hanging over the zone. Really looking like some beautiful meatballs out there.
Brooke Alexander, last pitch 13 days ago, and Miller gets a piece of this. Left field and out of play. If she can straighten that one up, that might be one you put in a case.
Just got to sit back, be a little bit patient on it. Just got out in front of it there, as you mentioned. Straighten that out. That would have probably put 2 runs on the board for Pendleton Knights.
2-2. Miller doesn't swing on the inside, and that will invoke a walk.
That's back-to-back batters that Alexander's hit by pitch. So now 2 runners on bases, but none of them being earned hits.
Now batting left fielder.
Here's Cassie Hayes. Cassie Hayes has been a blue guy of the season, so to speak, just being there when the team needs her. Solid left fielder, and you know, for her senior year, she's doing pretty well for herself. She'll make contact on her first. Slow roller just touches the bottom of the infield. And that'll score 1 in RBI as Hufford speeds her way to the home plate.
Make that 22 RBIs on the year for Hayes as she puts that one in the right field. It doesn't take anything crazy to score a run, just consistent base hits like that one we saw to right field.
1.2 does Pendleton Knights average in the first inning, and they've got the lead 1-0. And Brinley Holden hit by a pitch. Third batter to be doinked so far. And we've only been through 4.
And as you said, 3 of the first 4 hit by pitch by Alexander. If this Muncie Bearcat offense doesn't find command of that pitching circle, this will be a long evening and a long bus ride back home.
Bases loaded. Harley Coleman smacked. Left field high. Thomas gets under it. A tag up going for home. And there's the second score for the Arabians. Avery Miller is in. Nice RBI.
Nice sack fly to left field, deep enough to score the run from third. Runners positioned at second and first still, but only 1 out here with 2 runners already across here in the bottom of the first.
2:46, Grace Fisher bats. Now in the righty box, Alexander's pitch. Fisher will lay off of. Catcher didn't squeeze it, and thus a runner will go to third. 2 in scoring position, 2-0 lead for the Arabians. Top of the first, 1 out.
And a throw down to third base on that missed catch, but miscommunication between the catcher and third baseman. That one was going to be dropped in the dirt as well.
Arabians lead. Alexander's next one for Fisher. No swing yet through 2 pitches.
Alexander still struggling to get that ball across the plate. I'm falling short.
Only 3 pitchers on the roster for the Lady Bearcats, and another one doinked. The 4th in 5 batters. Bases will now revisit loaded.
And if you're Coach Reed here at Muncie Central, you don't have a whole lot of options when it comes to your pitching rotation. But when you've hit 4 of the first 5 batters, that's definitely time to start thinking about a change going down big here early.
Alexander's next pitch will be close to crossing the plate. Low and inside will be ball 1 for Kirsten Dumovich. Dumovich, another one of these players that, you know, didn't expect to play a lot this year, and because of girls going down, she's been expected to be the one to rise to the moment, and she's gotten some good minutes. As this one's way into the other box, over the catcher, one will go home, a score. Cassie Hayes is our third run of the night.
3-0 Pendleton Heights, but only one hit on the board. All the other runners on base have been hit by the pitch.
And we've got a mound visit here. I'll tell you what, Coach Davis has been here a long time. He's really good at extending what the other team gives him. If you give him a mistake, he's going to pull it for all it's worth. And we're seeing that now through, you know, four hitters being hit.
And the advantage here for Pendleton Heights, you're stepping in the batter's box. You're not even forced to use your bat because the ball is struggling to get to the plate, resulting in hitting in the batters. So they're going up there with all the confidence in the world. If Alexander cannot lock in after this little mound visit, it's going to be time to pull the plug if you're Coach Reed.
And the umpire is talking to Coach Reed as well as the pitcher and Alexander. And, you know, you look bigger scale here. Pendleton Heights is the big favorite. Say they were to win this one and play Mount Vernon, maybe that kind of ruins their momentum. They came great against Greenfield Central, but if they have to, you know, they play passive tonight at the plate, that kind of throws them off, and maybe that changes things in the championship.
And as you look at games like this coming in, when you're going in a big favorite, you can get a little bit complacent. As soon as you get complacent, that's where errors happen, and that's where you're quickly going to fall down in a rabbit hole and dig yourself a hole. And then, like you said, Mount Vernon, the potential championship game, you have to be ready for that. Not only pitching, defense, but you got to be aggressive at the plate.
That makes it the fifth ball in a row. Seems as though Alexander cannot get it off the dirt. One out, bases two on, I should say, Holden and Fisher. And ball number four will put Dumovich on first. Bases loaded yet again for Pendleton Heights. Here comes Josie Statzer, eighth in the order.
We're eighth in the order here for this Pendleton Heights offense. Only three balls have been called strike or swung at here for this Pendleton Heights offense.
Josie Statzer doesn't swing at the first. Only her ninth at-bat this year. She's gotten three hits in eight. So ball one.
Statzer, three hits but has four RBIs and two ducks loaded on the pond.
1-0, one out, bases loaded. Statzer chops under it and will foul it back. Alexander needs to take full advantage of a split count here.
And as we talked about the strength of the schedule earlier in the broadcast, this Pendleton Heights offense, they haven't seen pitchers like they're seeing right now against Alexander. They're used to good speed, good movement in the off-speed pitches, and that's not something that we're seeing right now. It's yet again another batter hit.
And that one will score a run. Brinley Holden comes in, and to be honest, Ian, I didn't know that it can bounce off the dirt and then hit your batter and still be called a hit by pitch.
Yes, as long as the ball's still trying to cross the plate and makes contact with the batter, as long as they don't step outside the batter's box, that's still considered a hit by pitch.
Bases loaded, 4-0 lead to Pendleton Heights. Bottom of the first, no swing from Jameis Smith.
Alexander finally lays one in the strike zone, and maybe that's just the pitch she needs to see to start dialing some stuff in, but base is still loaded, and we're only in the bottom of the first inning.
That's the third first pitch strike. A one is high.
Right here, you're at the bottom part of your order. Next batter on deck, you go back to the top, and you got some heavy hitters sitting there in that 2-4 hole.
Alexander's 1-1, low in the dirt, and will doink Jameis Smith. Another hit by pitch and another scored. Five runs for Pendleton Heights off only one hit.
I've watched a lot of softball and baseball, and I can never say I've seen seven of the first nine batters to come to the plate hit my pitches. As she's going to see the order one time, and Alexander subbed out.
And now they will take time here and warm up the next girl up. Taking their time to choose that here. One out, base is loaded. This is not the start you needed if you are Muncie Central. You had to come out here and really hit the hole while you still got it. And Pendleton Heights has a five-run advantage. It's going to be hard to shake this and let them stop the brigade.
And for Muncie Central, you know, you're driving about 40 minutes here to play a game, which tends to be Pendleton Heights like a home game as the host side of this sectional. And this Muncie Central team is starting to look like they left their team back in Muncie. You've gave up five runs on the road, bottom of the first, one out. You still have bases loaded. if Bat's not able to come in here in the circle and get some command early, it's going to be a long game and potentially run ruled.
And they haven't won a game on the road this year. They're 0-9, so it's like they haven't remembered to grab their players back. It's been a tough year for them, and you know that's just how it's been at Muncie for the last while. I have record of them winning a sectional title in 1993. I don't have them record of winning another sectional game after that.
And that is a long, extended period with a drought. And, you know, this team's, you can tell with the morale, it's not too exciting, not a lot of energy throughout the team. And that's just a domino effect in how they're coming to the plate with the at-bats, how their pitching and defensive's going, is all going back to how much energy this team brings.
Jordan Batt in the circle now, 23.36 ERA, has allowed the most hits and most runs, has the most innings pitched for this Lady Bearcats team, 19 strikeouts. We last saw her 13 days ago versus Monroe Central, where she threw the three innings, 100 pitches.
And Bat comes in a very difficult spot. One out, bases loaded in the bottom of the first. Not an ideal spot to come in for a pitcher, but trying to get him out of this pinch.
Macy Hufford will take a big hack here. The count moves 1-1. I can't help but think about it. It's something that's tough to mention, but for Alexander, who started this game, she's a junior. She's got one more sectional tournament left in her time. That's going to leave some scar tissue. That's going to be a little bit of something you remember if you get that start next year. As Hufford will put this in play, rocketed off of Platt in third base. They will tag Dumovich at home. The second out is made, and bases still stay loaded.
As you mentioned, tag there at home. No need to force the tag. It's a force out at the plate with bases loaded, but did get that second out. And for this Pendleton offense, Bad brings a little bit more velocity from the circle than Alexander did.
Avery Miller tries to barrel this up high right field and in an awkward spot. Fair ball, scores one. Pendleton Knights will hold them there. Bases still loaded. A great RBI single for Avery Miller.
And Pendleton Heights up 6-0. We've still only seen two hits, and out of those two hits, none have been a powerful shot. Just bloopers to the outfield and good, solid contact from this Arabian offense.
Both hits have been on a very first pitch of the at-bat. Cassie Hayes, who had our very first hit of the day, starts 0-1.
And Bat's targeting this zone early and fast. She's not shying away, throwing balls, getting good command with the early strikes.
Bases loaded, two outs. Hayes sends one deep. Right center off the wall. One run will score. Here comes the second. They wave the third. A base clearing. RBI double makes this 9-0.
She picked up an RBI in her last plate appearance, make it 25 on the season, as she clears the bases with that two-out double. And just like that, Muncie Central gives up 9 runs here, and we're still in the bottom of the first inning.
Yeah, I was expecting this to be one of those kind of games where it's difficult for the team to find the out to make it eventually end, and it's kind of shaping up to be that. This play is waved, gone from the start and out as Cassie Hayes off the bag fast is our third. Coming up soon, the top of the second. 9-0 lead to Pendleton Heights on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Sprunger & Sprunger Attorneys at Law. Located at 138 West State Street in Pendleton, their phone number is 463-273960 or online at sprungerandsprunger.com. Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you back to Legends Field. Tournament time, round two, Pendleton Heights and Muncie Central. A 9-0 lead after a crazy phenomenal start. And the batting side of things, Pendleton Heights ends it fast. Second inning is here.
Or 9 runs on only 2 hits. As we mentioned, 7 runners were hit by a pitch there in the bottom half of that first inning. Alexander had no control of the strike zone, called for an early pitching swap after just seeing 9 batters and only getting 1/3 innings pitched.
I was kind of reminiscent of when they played Indianapolis Bishop Chittard in that game. I believe it was 15 total team walks Chittard threw, one girl pitching through 12. And when they give you that, you got to take it, and there's nothing you can do. And that's what it leads to. The lead is 9 runs now, and Muncie Central somehow has to bring the animosity at the plate to put themselves back in it, or they seem to be already out of it, and that'll dwindle their season.
And for Muncie Central, we said Pendleton Heights only scored 9. They didn't get the third out. The third out was given to them by the Pendleton Heights coaching staff by telling the runner at second to leave the base early, which in softball is an automatic out. This could have potentially been a lot worse first inning, but a little bit of mercy there by the Pendleton Heights offense taking that out.
Courtesy goes a long way, and I'm sure parents and such appreciate it. Definitely hard to swallow that pill as an opposing coach.
Yeah, that first game, the Mount Vernon versus Anderson, not a whole lot. Mount Vernon was heavy on the gas pedal, and they were not letting up until that final out was called there in the bottom of the fifth.
Different ways to coach softball, I'll say that. 9 runs scored for Pendleton Heights. Muncie Central averages 4 on paper. They are in quite possibly the worst spot. But a first pitch swing, this one's in play. Quick out at first. Alexander wants to go out swinging.
And so far, 4 batters to the plate, or 5. Only 1 hit for this Muncie Central offense, but they're being aggressive and making contact at the plate. If you're Coach Reed here with Muncie Central, that's all you're probably asking from your team.
Through 15 pitches, Josie Statzer has recorded all 4 outs for Pendleton Heights, and she starts 0-1 for Elena Myers.
Pitch inside, want him to see the first one, trying to get some timing down.
And the 0-1 chopped into play to Miller yet again. Her name's been called twice this inning, and both times have held true. A long throw back-to-back for the second out.
Great defensive play by Miller there on the third baseline. That was a choppy hit ground ball down the third baseline. Waited patiently on it, attacked it at the right moment. Nice clean snap throw over to first for the second out.
2 outs. 9-0 lead for Pendleton Heights at the top of the second inning. The pitch is near the zone, umpire says, just high and outside.
And that right there is something we haven't seen a whole lot, as first pitch thrown balls here by this Arabian defense.
Josie Statzer only allowed 1 hit in one of the first few batters, and a lackadaisical swing will make this a 1-1 count.
McGee very late on that pitch, almost did a full 360 trying to get the bat around.
1-1, 2 outs, 9-0 Pendleton Heights. This one, not a lot of oomph behind it, lofts it up for Maxwell at first. And that will be our third out. Bottom of the second inning coming your way soon. A 9-0 lead to the home Pendleton Heights Arabians. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Force Tech. Visual design, production, and rentals. Located at 2181 Royal Drive in Greenfield. Their phone number is 317-586-2844 or online at force.tech. Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to Legends Field at Pendleton Heights High School. A 9-0 lead for the home Arabians. The Muncie Central Bearcats have seemed to be stunned, and we'll go back to the defensive end. If you're Pendleton Heights, you are able to show mercy and be nice and call your runner into an out to get you back into the field and show the white flag a little bit for Muncie. But now you go back to the plate with the same standings in mind. What do you do if you're Pendleton Heights? Are you telling your girls to go up there and be aggressive and have fun and swing? Like, what's the move?
At this point, you're up 9-0. You could pull off the gas a little bit and kind of take it easy on them, but you have to look at the backside. You got Mount Vernon waiting on you in the championship game. They have a little bit of extra time to rest. They played that first game here about 5:30 this afternoon. So Pendleton, they need this to use this as a batting practice type of game, see the ball, make contact, and just get the morale up and high before they go into that sectional championship against Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon 11-10, 5-2 in the Hoosier Heritage Conference. They have a win over Pendleton Heights just 3 weeks ago. But on the offensive side for Pendleton Heights, it looked like almost doinked is Brindley Holden, who was her last time up. She's able to get away from it, a 1-0 count.
A little deja vu there, another pitch in tight on the batter, something we've seen a lot of from this Muncie Central offense.
Yeah, Brinley Holden was hit with her very first pitch. So now through three pitches she's seen at the plate, two different pitchers, all three have been balls.
And being very patient, you know, not going out there swinging at everything, making her throw her a strike that she can try to make some damage to.
2-0, the next pitch is high and above, 3-0, I'm not expecting a swing.
And right now, if you're holding, a lot of people say 3-0, don't swing, make them throw you a strike. This may be the best possible pitch you're going to see.
And you couldn't have been more wrong. Almost hits her high above, over the belt hit, and she will go back to first base.
Softball, dodgeball, we're loading the bases. And this Arabian offense, a free runner on base.
Arley Coleman now up to the plate, fifth in the order. One of the most powerful hitters on this squad. Umpire calls time as Brinley Holden will go to the dugout. Likely put in a courtesy runner. Did they take that out?
And as you asked earlier, what's the game plan here? And a little bit of mercy shown again at first base, leaving early for the out.
That is surprising. I've seen it to end innings. I've never seen it to start innings.
And for Pendleton Heights, they're up 9-0. The run rule only comes in effect after five innings played, or 4.5 with Muncie Central being the visiting team. And it has to be a 10-run rule.
2-0, one out.
Not a ball yet thrown in the bottom half of the inning here for Muncie Central.
Yeah, we are up to six balls, and here's our first strike. Lofted into right field. There's going to be an error on McGee. Could not haul it in as Harley Coleman will get to second base. It just feels like batting practice for the Lady Arabians.
A little sun glares. The sun starts to set here in Pendleton. Out of right field, but that one looked like a routine fly ball, just unable to come away with it.
Fisher. One out. Fisher to the plate now. We'll see if Harley Coleman leads off too early and invokes the out, and this ball's behind the backstop. Coleman will take to third.
And that's going to go down as a wild pitch there by Bat. Just off in the left-hand batter's box, got behind the catcher, and Coleman able to advance a lot closer now to third base.
One out. Umpire calls time very late. Already in the windup was Bat. And what's the holdup? Umpire's not in the right spot, it seems to be.
There's the second out, but still only 9 runs scored. As yet again, another ball thrown by Bat. Only one strike has been thrown in the bottom half of the second inning.
2-0, two outs. Fisher has the lead and will put one in play. High, left field. Defender scrambling off the mitt. Grace Fisher rounds one, goes two, and will stop on the bag. Pendleton Heights has 3 hits this inning.
That's Fisher's 7th double of the year. Puts her tied at second for doubles here in this Pendleton Heights offense. And a nice shot down the left field. Got back to the warning track and unable to make the right read to catch it.
Oh, 01 starts Ava Walters.
A good approach here by Bag, getting ahead in the count early with that early strike.
And now the count will be split 1-1. We'll see if Coach Davis invokes that mercy out again. It's been all two outs so far. Just did the math. 33% of the pitches today for Muncie Central have been strikes. 66 have been balls. It's hard to win a game that way.
Very challenging when you're unable to locate the zone or catch pop-up foul balls.
Yeah, the catcher Morton is going to struggle with that here. Walters pops it up high and is all smiles from Morton after not being able to haul it in. I could be wrong, but Muncie Central may have forgot their chest plate for their catcher. They are wearing a green one for Pendleton Heights, and we did not see them warming up with one.
Sometimes things don't get in the bag the way you expect them to be, especially when you show up to the field to play.
2-2, two outs. Runner on second. It's been a tough year for Muncie Central, and they came here to play. They got a full team. We saw a team pull out of the sectional tournament. So, hey, at least they got a team here, and Pendleton Heights is a tune-up game. And a big hack from Walters will be strike three. Bat and Company ends it on a nice K, and that'll do it for the second inning. Top of the third coming up soon. Pendleton Heights back into the field. You're listening to round two of the 4A Sectional 9 IHSAA State Tournament on 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy Nick and Leanne Rogers. Located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back to Pendleton Heights High School. It has been a long time. Muncie Central has played near Pendleton Heights, obviously, you know, Muncie area. That is reasonable for a matchup, but I do not have record of these two teams ever dancing together, ever. And that was really surprising when I first saw it.
And when you look at this, Muncie Central versus Pendleton Heights, you'll see occasionally a game in the past with football. You'll see them typically throughout the season when it comes to basketball. Softball's just not one of those sports that you're going to see them on the schedule very often. And I think a lot of that goes, if you look at Muncie Central's record over the past couple of seasons, hardly able to get over 3 to 4 wins a year, that does no good for this Pendleton Heights team to play throughout the season.
Yeah, not too long ago, this coach and Reed inherited back-to-back winless seasons. I believe an 0-17 and an 0-18. It's hard to change the culture, so to speak. And she's got this team to 4 wins. I'm excited to see what she can do in the future. But looking right now, it's a 1-1 count. Statzer is still on the circle. And there's strike two for Kalia Thomas.
And as you talk with Coach Reed, in her third season, 4-46. Not a very pretty start so far in her career over there, but a young team with a lot of talent or potential.
There's K number two for Josie Statzer. Swing and a miss for Thomas. Will invoke ninth in the order and Malenix.
Right there, that's going to be Statzer's 34th strikeout of the season. So good command there early, only throwing one ball.
Yeah, it's funny. I was looking at the stats. Coach Reed went to Muncie Southside, obviously not a school anymore, but in her 4 years as a starting pitcher, they did not have a winning season. This girl has been in some rough spots in softball and is trying to get that momentum to change.
Sometimes when it comes to sports, teams come and go. You know, you get some good players here and there that form a wonderful team, and this Muncie Central team, softball is definitely not their strong suit.
Yeah, I hate to say it because Reed's came into this game with a smile. Right now she's giving batting tips to Riddle. But, I mean, there's a plague when she inherits a softball team. I can't lie about what the stats tell me. And now 1-1 will turn 1-2 after a big hack from Riddle.
So that count goes to 1-2. You just can tell the lack of confidence in this Muncie Central offense. The plate, very timid, afraid to swing that bat.
And they won't swing here, and rightfully so. Umpire says ball number two.
For Statzer, that pitch was low and inside. Hasn't had too many low pitches unless she's trying to catch them off speed. But trying to relocate with two strikes.
The center fielder is 2-2, one out. 9 runs scored for Pendleton Heights at the top of the third. None for Muncie Central. And there's back-to-back strikeouts. Muncie Central will throw up their third hitter of the at bat.
When it comes to softball and a plate appearance, nothing's worse than a strikeout, but a strikeout when you let the umpire take the bat out of your hands is even worse. You have to protect the plate with two strikes as a batter.
Top of the order, here's the catcher, Morton. Two outs from Legends Field, a 9-0 lead for Pendleton Heights. Ball number one is outside.
And Morton right here, she's doing the catching duties behind home plate for Muncie Central. Definitely been a rough start for her back there. Chasing balls left and right of the zone. A couple missed catches. And advancing runners for that Pendleton Heights offense.
That next pitch is ball two. The Y was correct, but not the X. Way inside forces Morton to step back.
And Stats are down 2-0. Not something we've seen in the count throughout this game much at all.
2-1 is Statzer will find the top right of the zone. Great to battle back. Morton is 0 for 1. And the next is going to be low. Our count is nearing full. Advantage to Morton.
And for the first time tonight, this Muncie Central offense sits in the driver's seat, 3-1 in the count. Stats are struggling to locate at this at-bat, trying to get it together.
And there's strike two. We're even full. Muncie Central this year has not beaten a team over 500. Their wins are 0-13 Richmond, 5-7 Indy Arsenal Tech, and 6-17 Pike.
Morton, 3-1 pitch, took that one across the heart of the plate.
And this one will be chopped foul. A hustle move from Brooklyn Maxwell at first base to try to get over there in time. Looked like she might have had it, but it dropped last second. 3-2 still.
Right now, 3-2, two outs. It's a battle. Who's going to win it? Statcher's had a lot of command throughout the game so far. Two strikeouts.
Here's the pitch from Statcher. Back to play. She scoops it quick off the bat. And the third and final out of the top of the third is retired at first base. 9-0 lead. Pendleton Heights in control as we enter the bottom of the third. The Arabians come up to plate. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back to round two. The last time the 4A Sectional 9 tournament was held at Pendleton Heights. Pendleton Heights exited round two with a loss to New Pal, who beat Muncie Central in round one. But they're looking for their first title appearance since 2023, in which they won it at New Pal, funny enough. But they're ahead, 9-0 here, bottom of the third, and it looks like they might have a date clinched with the Mount Vernon Lady Marauders.
And coming up with that Mount Vernon Marauders, the go-to pitcher expected to throw tomorrow night for the Marauders is Amelia Anderson. She totals for 132 of the team's 146 strikeouts so far this season, 109 innings pitched, has great command of the zone, velocity, and able to work that pitch inside and outside.
She is 10th in 4A for ERA with a 1.73, 12th in Indiana in strikeouts with 132. First up to the plate is Josie Statzer, high above the catcher. This is a base hit single.
You got to probably prepare for a game tomorrow, but you have to get through this game first. You're sitting good with up 9-0, but you need that 10th run to really secure things as we advance here in the bottom of the third.
That is Josie Statzer's 9th at-bat of the year, 4th hit. 9-0 lead for Pendleton Heights. Courtesy runner Bryce Nichols on first base.
And with Coach Davis, something you have to respect in a game like this, exceptional softball, but he's making sure he's getting a lot of the underclassmen that probably wouldn't see a whole lot of time throughout regular parts of the season, but to get some sectional experience, that's how you build this team up moving forward in years to come.
And we've got one here with Mia Leva, 17 varsity at-bats this year. She starts 0-1, doesn't swing at the second as it's in the other box. A slide from Morton makes the count 1-1.
And that runner on first, haven't had her leave early yet. So trying to get that, some extra runs added.
And a wild pitch here off the backstop. A catcher hustles. Nichols will take off to the second bag. 2-1. And maybe we don't see that here because it's now the youth at play. You've got Leva, the sophomore, and the base runner, I believe a freshman.
Getting some experience here. That's a lot of teams you probably wouldn't see that opportunity to have.
0-9, 3-1 count, no outs. Bottom of the third with Pendleton Heights, a big advantage.
Started to locate the zone there in that second inning. It started to go away as she gets the second called strike down the middle.
Leyva's got to do a job to not leave it up to the umpire here. We saw one go down. As you said, the umpire taking the bat. And Leyva's not going to swing. She'll take a walk to first base. Yet another Arabian batter getting to first base because of Muncie Central's error.
That pitch by bat right there was probably the closest called for or ball for walk we have seen all game long. Just a little bit too high and inside.
Well, we've got another to the plate here. Brooklyn Maxwell chops the first pitch. It stutters by the pitcher, and she loads the bases. And a miscommunication from Muncie Central will score one. And I don't think the pitcher even knew it before I said it.
And with that 10th run scoring, I would likely expect to see both runners at first and second base to leave prior to the pitch, which would result in two outs.
The Pendleton Knights wasn't really sweating, worrying when that 10th run was going to come. But now with the youngsters, they weren't not welcoming it.
Alexander trying to make that play on shortstop. Struggled pitching early, struggled to make the lead there.
An inside pinch. Runners will take off. Miller skirts out of the way for a 1-0 count.
Miller a chance to knock out a couple more RBIs here with two runners sitting in scoring position.
1-0. And Miller's hot off the bat. Above the left fielder. Wilt creeped in just too far. It's near underneath the wall. One run scores. Another two RBI double for Avery Miller.
Coach Davis putting the stop sign on Miller at second base. Miller was firing around that bag, ready to come to third. And with a relay throw in this Muncie Central defense, that could have easily been an inside the park triple.
Triple to left field is impressive.
Not something you see very often, especially with the arms of the outfielders and their ability to gun down the runners at third base.
And Avery Miller steps off prematurely for the first out. 12-0 lead, Pendleton Knights with a big advantage. 1-0 lead in the count for Cassie Hayes.
12 runs for Pendleton Heights, but just 7 hits at the plate.
Cassie Hayes chops at the second of the at-bat, a 1-1 count. Important to mention, we will call the sectional championship for the softball team, assuming Pendleton Knights advances. As of now, it appears they will, with a 12-0 lead in the bottom of the third inning. So we'll see you tomorrow at 6, likely.
A little bit earlier game, going to be nice, no rain in the forecast for tomorrow. This outfield's probably still a little bit wet today due to the forecasted rain we had earlier this afternoon, but it's going to be beautiful, nice and sunny tomorrow for first pitch.
Yeah, I was told all of the neighboring sectionals really got postponed because of rain, so luckily we were able to play here tonight. Great host site in Legends Field, and weather holds up.
You got to give a lot of credit to this Pendleton Knights coaching staff and athletic administration for getting out here and making sure this field was ready to be playable for two games tonight.
It's a little off topic. It's a foul ball. We'll make the count 3-2 for Cassie Hayes, but I got a buddy on the baseball team, and he told me that Coach Vosberg, their baseball coach, was sending them updates ahead of a game showing pictures of the field of the team, and I was like, hey, if anyone has a way to install turf within 2 hours, let me know, because the field is unplayable. So they keep a hot tabs on their grounds crew. And Cassie Hayes will be quick on the base pass. Left field again, two straight to that side, and we've got a double.
And something that still remains special here at Pendleton Heights is both the softball and baseball fields are natural grass in the outfield with the dirt infield and semi-dirt infield for baseball. A lot of schools and baseball teams nowadays are switching to that artificial turf, which trying to read a ball on dirt compared to that artificial turf is a totally different advantage.
And Cassie Hayes steps off early. That will be the second out. 12-0 lead for Pendleton Heights. Bats pitch for Brinley Holden will be ball number one.
That pitch outside and away a decent ways, not even making that batter really rethink on a swing.
So Brinley Holden was walked her first time up, was hit by pitch her first time up, was walked her second, and this time she'll get a contact hit straight to the third short corner, muffed off the glove, single. Yes, so Holden is hit by pitch one ball, and then next time she's walked, so five total balls. And then her third time up, she gets her first strike, and she puts it in play.
A nice hit. Wasn't anything too hard hit, just a routine ground ball. As yet again, another early exit from the base results in three outs.
And that'll do it for this third inning. Two more likely to come. 12-0 from Legends Field. Arabians maintaining control. Fourth inning coming your way soon on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you to the Arabian Sports Network. A 12-0 lead for Pendleton Heights High School. And I'm laughing because we've got a pitcher in the circle that we don't even have on our rosters because that's how in control Pendleton Heights is right now. Yeah. I can get that here for you shortly as Savannah... So, you want to take a crack at pronouncing this?
Savannah Nozjek here, the pitcher. And as we talked about, a lot of players that probably aren't getting these opportunities throughout the season or in other sectional games.
Yeah, Najak killed it with pronunciation there. Thank you. 12-0. Najak is in the circle. Varsity pitching debut. And like you said earlier, it's perfect. These girls can get reps in sectional play. Muncie Central staying to the plate now, and this is what you want. These girls get a tune-up game. The sectional tournament's rough for softball. It's back-to-back-to-back, three games in a row, and credit to Pendleton Heights and, you know, luck of the draw. Muncie Central really didn't come with the strength they needed in competitiveness to win this game. Thus, the Varsity Stars get a rest day.
And kind of a nice little middle day, or it's not even an off day because you're still playing, but you had a very competitive game against Greenfield last night, and a competitive team to straight to a game like this tonight. Like you said, definitely able to take a little bit off.
And McQueary will chop this one in play and be out at first base, frustrated, talks to coach, and they meet in the mound here to celebrate the first out. One pitch, one out for Najak.
Muncie Central, one hit on the scoreboard. Not a single ball has been hit to outside the infield for this Muncie Central offense.
One out.
And a great opportunity here for the young pitcher coming in. You still get that sectional atmosphere, but when your team's in control 12 to nothing, you don't have that added pressure in a close, tight game.
Bat at the plate. Doesn't swing at the first two as they are both inside and low. Bat is one for one today.
After getting that first early out, these past two pitches have been inside and low. Going to have to try to work it out on the plate.
And this one will not be a strike. Three balls now. Gives the infield, you know, and outfield, the defensive side, a chance to get some reps, get warm, and, you know, try to put yourself in some unorthodox situations, some pressure moments. As Najak will battle back in the count 3-1.
3-1 there for Bat. A lot of people will take that pitch. She was aggressive, took a hack at it, unable to make contact.
And there is strike number two, met with some applause by Arabian fans. We've got a full count, one out.
Right here on the verge of her first strikeout of the season.
There it is. First varsity strikeout in the books. Only took six pitches as Bat will drop hers and go back to the dugout. Two retired for Pendleton Heights in the top of the fourth, leading by 12.
Great discipline in the circle there. Got down early in the count, three balls, no strikes, and fought it back with three straight strikes to punch the second out of the inning.
And now for her, you got to look to start on the right foot as she will find a ball here. You know, a new pit, new batter, new opportunity. But got to figure out how to win them early. That's the best recipe to, you know, getting a strikeout, winning it early, and keeping your foot on the pedal.
When it comes to pitcher, if you can get that first pitch called strike or just a strike on the first pitch, it puts you ahead in the count, gives you a little bit of room if you want to work with some off-speed pitch, that you have that extra added room.
Gonzalez, without much power, will chip this one straight to the pitcher. The out retired at first. A quick 1-2-3 inning for the youngster in the circle. Stay tuned for the bottom of the fourth. Pendleton Heights goes to the plate on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Sprunger & Sprunger Attorneys at Law. Located at 138 West State Street in Pendleton, their phone number is 463-27-3960 or online at sprungerandsprunger.com.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back to the bottom of the fourth inning at Legends Field. Typically here, we play seven. Looks like tonight we might only be playing five, so the last half inning, you know, we really should be playing four and a half. So the last bottom half inning we'll see here, likely with Pendleton Heights coming to the plate in the circle. It still looks to be Jordan Bett, who's 38 pitches deep into this game, has pitched 2.2 innings, every out but one, six hits, four runs she's allowed, two walks and a strikeout. So a so-so performance, but, you know, following up what Alexander had left, she came in a really tough spot and really hasn't been able to help much.
As you mentioned, came in with bases loaded, one away there in the bottom of the first inning. Alexander did nothing throughout her performance to help her out. The offensive out for the Arabians was given to that Muncie Central offense. But although you come in with bases loaded, she still stuck around, gave up some runs here and there, but has definitely had more control of the zone than Alexander did in that first inning.
And Oster, swing and a miss. First time Oster. I have called Abby Oster's name in my varsity career, I guess. So I'm going to assume this is her first varsity at-bat. 0-1, now 1-1 after. Doesn't swing at the high pitch. And rightfully so, I believe I am correct. First varsity at-bat. So a lot of firsts tonight.
And not sitting back waiting, swinging early on that first pitch.
And another one, the timing looks like it's there. It just has to nail it perfectly. A 1-2 for an aggressive Oster.
Right here, bat a little bit of advantage up in the count, 1-2.
As the next one's a no-doubter ball high and above, the catcher in Morton has to make strides to haul that one in, 2-2.
When, as a pitcher, when you're trying to switch to that off-speed pitch, you want something that might break out of the zone, but you have to get the pitch or batter to want to consider a swing at the ball.
3-2, no outs for Legends Field. Oster, they interesting at bat. It's not every day you get your first one in a sectional game. And, you know, it started one way, it swung the other. We're 3-2, and a big swing and a miss will nix her at the plate. Strikeout for Bat, her second of the day.
Looking down the third baseline on that swing, just got to be a little bit more disciplined in keeping that eye on the ball and head tight inside, pulling that head, which is throwing off the swing.
And Bat will doink a hitter. That is the seventh hit tonight, and Grace Fisher will go to first.
I've never looked at a single game record for hit by pitches, but this might be up there for the highest number of hit by pitches I've seen by a single team.
Yeah, I don't know if they keep track of that stat, quite frankly, as Ava Walters here will ricochet one to Alexander at shortstop. A missed throw will not get the out at second, as Fisher wouldn't have been there in time, but miscommunication is two on base, one out, 12-0 Pendleton Heights leads in the bottom of the fourth.
And right now, if you're bat pitching for this Muncie Central offense, it's you, your catcher, and what feels like absolutely nobody else out defensively in the outfield. Can't field the ground balls, can't make clean throws, can't catch the ball. Air after air after air, and that's why this Pendleton Heights team leads 12-0.
Walters on first base as Fisher led off too far, and that one is called out there.
So that one's going to be marked down as a foul ball. What's going to be a routine foul ball just about 2 foot right of the first base bag. First baseman got a piece of the glove on it, was unable to make the out. And that's a big play with two outs.
Yeah, 0-1 for Savannah Najak, the pitcher who we mentioned before in the righty box. She's 1-1, two outs with a runner on first. Awesome to get your girls playing time in this situation because, you know, they likely weren't going to see it this year at a lucky draw for Pendleton Heights. Gives their starters a little bit of a rest night where they can sit back, have some fun, watch the younger team take control, what the future might look like.
Yeah, that was something we saw early in this game, starting from the first pitch. A couple of defensive substitutions made by Coach Davis that gave some of the younger players a chance to get in that position, giving them or them some experience, as well as giving some of your star senior players maybe a day off or an easier, relaxed day as you prepare for that sectional championship tomorrow.
Najak, 1-for-2, 1-and-2, two outs, runner on first, 12-0 lead to Pendleton Heights. The 50th pitch for bat nearly skims Najak as we are 2-2.
We're seeing some activity down the right field line for the Muncie Central bullpen, a bullpen that's only consisted of three pitchers throughout the season and struggling here 12-0. But if Pendleton Heights can hold Muncie Central scoreless in the top of the fifth, that will end the game.
2-2. Outside pitch makes it full. The one warming up in the Lady Bearcats bullpen is Raylan McQueary, the freshman, the last line of defense to save the Bearcats' season. But for Najak at the plate, 3-2, two outs, into the third short hole. One will advance to third, and now runners at the corners. What could have potentially been an RBI if Coach Davis was feeling extra.
Right there for Miller, that was a go-ahead green light. You have the right of way to score. Coach Davis pulling the e-brake down on that third baseline.
Yeah, I don't know what to say there. It's mercy like I haven't seen before, and rightfully so. It's 12-0. Sportsmanship goes a long way.
It definitely does. Something that starts to fade a lot more nowadays than what it did in the past. And especially in big heated games like this sectional play.
1-0, two outs, and bat will buy a strike against Mia Leyva. And you wonder if, you know, if we're playing Greenfield, Mount Vernon, that's where the rivalry is, that's where the intensity is. I don't have record of these two teams ever playing, you know, in the last 25 years. There isn't much of a rivalry.
Not much of a rivalry at all at this game, but when you look forward to tomorrow, you have Pendleton Heights versus Mount Vernon, sectional championship. We go back all the time on that. Pendleton Heights has the series 28 wins to Mount Vernon's 21 since early 2000s.
3-1, two outs, runners at the corners. Coach Davis keeping a young group in. Walters at third, Najak at first. At the plate is Leyva, trying to see if they can score one in a two-out situation. But a strike two way inside makes this count full. I don't know if many agreed with it, and certainly not Leyva, but she's got to get back on it.
Full count, anything close right now. The umpire is going to feel some mercy to the pitcher. But just like that, base is loaded yet again.
Brooklyn Maxwell will come to the plate for the fifth time this year. Maxwell, who we've seen once today, three times prior, has one RBI to her name. Chance for a lot more.
Maxwell. And likely with the past tendencies with Coach Davis at third base, a shot into the outfield here would likely only score one with the brakes being put on the runner at second.
I do have my numbers wrong. She's got two RBIs on the year, one being tonight with a hit she got. So 2-for-5 in her career. She's got a 1-0 lead in the count. Two outs, base is loaded. And she'll pop one behind her foul.
Chance to try to get that average up to 500 if she could complete the 3-for-6 with bases loaded.
Yeah, Brooklyn Maxwell over 400 on base percentage with her hit today. Good looks as of young. 1-2, two outs, bases loaded after a foul.
Nine hits for this Arabian offense, would like to hang the number 10 up there in the hit column.
Averaging 8.2, definitely been a little more passive at the plate than they are typically used to. 1-2, two outs, high above, a pass ball, no one advances.
That one getting all the way to the backstop, no movement on the bases for Pendleton Heights is right now you're really just trying to coast this game, get it done as quick as you can, and as much rest time and preparation for tomorrow night.
2-2, bases loaded, a swing and a miss. Brooklyn Maxwell will go back to the dugout empty-handed. And Muncie Central has their strikeout to end the fourth inning. Fifth and likely final inning coming up. Pendleton Heights back to the field. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Force Tech. Visual design, production, and rentals. Located at 2181 Royal Drive in Greenfield. Their phone number is 317-586-2844 or online at force.tech.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network. 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back to Legends Field for round two of the 4A Sectional 9 IHSAA State Tournament. Pendleton Heights and Muncie Central, two foes with very little history. Writing some today as Pendleton Heights looks like they might have their run rule in order. Three outs left in the season of Muncie Central to keep it alive and continue the stand. Winner will take on Mount Vernon tomorrow, 6 p.m. at this very field.
This Muncie Central team, very little energy, very little motion in the offense. Only that single hit that they got back in the first inning. Outside of that, it's been no runners, nothing on the scoreboard. Pendleton Heights, right now you're sitting three outs away for a sectional championship, and as you said earlier, 3 years since Pendleton Heights has won or last won a sectional title.
Alexander.
With a win today, there would be four straight Arabian home games, something to think about as the host school here. They did play all three, you know, assuming they get the win tonight. 12-0, first to the plate is Muncie Central. Leading the count, Najak still on the mound.
Alexander at the plate has had a very off game, started at the pitching circle, continued to shortstop, trying to get anything started here at the batter's box.
Yeah, definitely one she won't want to be reminded of. And I mentioned before, that pitching performance, that'll leave scar tissue. That'll leave an impact in your brain. And you think about it, when she turns to a senior, if she's going to remember that junior start that she had, you know, letting up nine runs in that first inning, all questions and things that affect your confidence. And in a sport like this, you got to forget, you know, the last pitch in that as the count moves 1-1.
Definitely have to be a game where you can leave everything short-term in your mind.
0-1, Najak's up to 13 pitches, and she'll find the second ball of the at-bat.
But looking ahead to Mount Vernon, that's a team that bats 295 on the season, but last time against Pendleton Heights, they put up a 425 batting average.
Najak loses control. We'll go back to that Mount Vernon game. Pendleton Heights lost that one 12-2, and it seemed as though that was a big showing of the problem that they had of the floodgates being wide open. When it rained, it really poured. The first inning, they allowed three. The fourth inning, they allowed four. The sixth inning, they allowed three. When it came in hordes, and I think if Pendleton Heights can limit that and, you know, spread that out a little bit more, they can get their offense going and really attack that game even keeled. The count will move to a ball, and that'll be a walk. First base finds Brooke Alexander.
Not too many positives to look at tonight for Alexander, but reaching base right there has got to be make the day a little bit better.
Anything to sweeten the deal a little bit. Elena Myers will come up to the plate next. Trying to find her fourth varsity hit of the year. Myers, a junior. 1-1 count, Najak. Gotta assume as a freshman.
Lights really shining down on the field right now. No wind movement at all. Nice, beautiful, warm temperature night.
This is playoff softball. Feels great out. I mean, I know we're in Arabian territory, but there's good vibes throughout Legends Field. And Najak's third pitch of the at-bat, 18th of the game. We'll move the count 2-1 inside and low. Myers. No doubter.
Najak last inning was down 3-0 in the count, found a way to come back and get the out, trying to do the same.
2-1, a high one, chopped straight down. 2-2. I remember when I played baseball and I loved it high like that. They told me, don't chop the tree. Just be calm, wait for your pitch. And, you know, with that aggressiveness, that moves her count 2-2. She's got to protect.
And with a lot of batters like that, they see that high ball come in, their eyes get super big, they get excited, they get ahead of it, and just unable to make contact.
2-2. Big swing and a miss. There's the K for Najak.
And like that, fell down 2-1 early, came back with two consecutive strikes to secure out number one.
Seemed as though she learned the recipe for Myers to get her to chase it. And like you said, make your eyes go big and go high. One out. Runner on first is Alexander.
And this Muncie Central offense down to what could be their final two outs of the season.
Watkins at the plate. Takes a hack as it pops up. You know, I usually don't like to use Max Preps rankings. You know, while the most credible stat source, I just don't use it for rankings a lot. I don't like it. I always find better websites for other sports, as Watkins will loft one high, foul territory, hold in for the second out. But for softball, I've got the top 10, the poll rankings for, you know, the coaches' poll and stuff. For softball, they do a complete ranking. They ranked the Lady Bearcats 343rd in the state of Indiana, only having 370 softball teams. That's pretty telling of the season they've had.
And that reflects the gameplay that we have seen so far tonight.
0-1, two outs. The Bearcats are back against the ropes. 0-1, nothing left to swing for.
That
sounded like the ball hit a tin can there.
Just off the air. Handle the bat right there. It's kind of surprised the batter she even made contact with it. Kind of jumped back as the ball rolled just down the left baseline.
Wilt, the left fielder. Yet to find a hit this season, and unlikely she will. Her sixth at bat. She's 0-2. And there's a K to end it. Pendleton Heights excited about that. 12-0. We'll do it as they meet on the foul stripes to do the handshakes. Stay tuned for the postgame show. Pendleton Heights advances a championship berth. Mount Vernon and Pendleton Heights from Legends Field tomorrow, but our pregame show first on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by the Adam Custer Insurance Agency, American Family Insurance, Home, Auto, Life, Farm, and Commercial Insurance in Pendleton and Oaklandon, 765-221-2082.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquipped.com.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back to Legends Field, home of the Pendleton Heights Arabians, who have clinched a sectional title berth, their first in 3 years. And they look to compete against the Mount Vernon Marauders, who knocked them out just 5 years ago. Two teams that have a lot of history get to meet again, a rematch of an in-season game. But we'll talk about tonight. A 12-0 victory. Pendleton Heights gets it over Muncie Central. It was expected. Muncie Central merely got lucky. Their season was ended tonight and not in round one. Very tough. They came in here as big underdogs.
And as you saw it, they're 12-0. They struggled offensively, struggled defensively, and a team that the routine plays, we're not talking exotic plays, routine ground balls, routine pop flies, when you struggle to get outs when the balls are right in front of you, ultimately that's going to lead to extended amounts of runs, just like we saw. 9 of the 12 runs came in that first inning for Pendleton Heights.
But we'll flip this on its good side for Muncie Central. The last 5 years, they haven't escaped round one, and the only times they have is because of byes. But they have the most wins that they've had in the season in a really long time this year. I know it's only 3, but Coach Reed is trending this team in the right direction, and they showed some strides tonight, got a lot of youth in. They've only got one senior. They're on the right path, and I think that's important to keep in mind here. But Pendleton Heights, they're on a path to a sectional title, one win away. We're going to take a short break. Coach Davis coming up for our post-game interview on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show, underwritten by Financial Enhancement Group on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you back to Legends Field. A 12-0 victory for Pendleton Heights over Muncie Central as they advance to the sectional championship. Coach, how do you feel when you hear that? It's been a minute.
We're excited. You know, I think we're up for the challenge. I think we've been playing really good ball the last couple weeks. I think they're excited for tomorrow.
Yeah, talking about this game a little bit, you got it going early, and you kind of showed some mercy. You were very nice to Muncie Central. What made you do that?
Well, I mean, you know, the caliber team they are. You know, they're out there trying to do the best they can, and you know, we threw a lot of changeups tonight. Let them have some swings at it. You know, give them credit for just coming out and giving it their all, because they were out there. They were very enthusiasm. You know, they were excited to be here. You know, it was good to see that.
Yeah, and what does that do for you? You got a lot of girls in who we didn't even have on our roster because we didn't expect them to play, and in a game like this, it was a perfect opportunity.
Well, you know, with our injuries, we had to, you know, we fill out the sectional roster weeks before the sectional, and we had to figure out, you know, we had to bring people in because of all of our injuries. So, you know, I wanted to give them some of the swings out, give them an opportunity. I let Abby start, you know, to give Harley a break behind the plate, you know. So, you know, it was good to see them get in there, and you know, they were excited to be there.
Now, talking about Mount Vernon, your sectional championship opponent, you played them earlier in the year, lost that one 12-2. That team is very different from the team that lays in front of you now. What do you remember about that first game?
Well, you know, when we played in the first game, Morgan just came back. She was just back. We went into the game. You know, she was going to throw one time through the batting order. She did, and then we pulled her out. And then we pitched 3 different pitchers in that game to see what pitchers could do what. I think we figured out where we want to be at, and we're excited for a challenge tomorrow night.
All right, we'll see you then. Congrats on the win, and we look forward to tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
Stay tuned for one more segment of the Arabian Sports Network postgame show, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Sprunger & Sprunger Attorneys at Law. Located at 138 West State Street in Pendleton, their phone number is 463-27-3960 or online at SprungerandSprunger.com.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Force Tech. Visual design, production, and rentals. Located at 2181 Royal Drive in Greenfield. Their phone number is 317-586-2844 or online at force.tech.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by Adam Christensen, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Life, Auto, Home, and Farm Insurance located at 6521B South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-1754 or online at infarmbureau.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show, underwritten by Financial Enhancement Group on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back to Legends Field. A 12-0 win. Pendleton Heights advances to the sectional championship, and we got to crown a player of the game, and I think it's pretty obvious. We talked about it a bit in a break. Cassie Hayes had 3 hits, 4 RBIs, 1 run, and it was difficult to crown someone as, you know, this team moved a lot of runners with a lot of different people, but we'll crown it to Cassie Hayes.
And as you said, 4 RBIs there, had the single RBI in her first plate appearance, had a base-clearing 3-run RBI in that second at-bat double. And a lot of players at this award could have gone to for this game. But in a game when you're making sacrifices on the base path to show mercy to the other team, it's kind of hard to choose who could have really put on the best show, especially when it comes to RBIs and hitting.
And we'll talk about the elephant in the room, the Mount Vernon Marauders competing for their first sectional title since 2021. What I love about this championship matchup is it isn't like a lot of the other sports here where it's a team that's near undefeated or really good, a hot season. Mount Vernon is 11-10 with their win today, and Pendleton Heights with their win is 15-13. These are two teams that were under 500 at one point, that put it all together, that really locked in and got things going, and have now advanced to a championship berth. Whoever's going to win this deserves it, and they have worked and grinded their way to it, and I'm really excited for that one. They are led by pitcher junior Amelia Anderson, 10th in Indiana for ERA with a 1.73.
And both those teams neck and neck in the conference. Mount Vernon finishing third at 5-2. Pendleton Heights just right behind them and fourth, still finishing 5-2. That decision was made off of just a couple runs here and there. But that first game, you look back, Pendleton Heights lose 12-2 home at Legends Field. So you get a redemption on your home field and have home field advantage against a team that made you look maybe considered a fool earlier in the season with that 12-2 defeat. But Mount Vernon, they're a team on the road, 6-5, have a higher win percentage on the road than they do at home this season. And we saw it in that first game today against Anderson. They came out here, they got the bat on the ball, and they kept their foot on the gas for all 5 innings.
Yeah, Pendleton Heights had a little bit of an off day for the starters. You know, so most of them played for their early few innings. They scored 9 in that first inning. If they want to beat that Mount Vernon team, they got to avoid what happened last time, the slow start, the lackadaisical offense, and, you know, come out swinging like they did today, like they did against Greenfield, and that's a path to a title. We'll see you tomorrow, Ian. We're playing for some hardware. Pendleton Heights and Mount Vernon, 6 p.m. start, 5:55, our pregame show, but that'll do it for us. Whether you listen for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or the whole broadcast, we really appreciate it. We wouldn't do this without people to tune in and listen. To our sponsors and contributors, we appreciate all you've helped out the station. And finally, to the crew that made this game possible, Layla and Mr. Martin in the studio and Ian alongside of me, I've been Zion Palmieri. He's been Ian Stevens. Pendleton Heights does it 12-0, and we'll play in the sectional championship tomorrow. Have a great night. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Pendleton Heights Softball on the Arabian Sports Network. We greatly appreciate all our donors and underwriters who help make this possible. This is 91.7 WEEM.